Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we are talking about this gentleman who asked the question or made the challenge that there's so many contradictions in the Bible on how to get saved, we looked at that he said you have to do the will of God, but forgetting that that's dealing with sanctification, not regeneration. We looked at Romans 10, which actually does regeneration, which is what he was referring to when he talks about salvation. And then he brought up somewhere in Psalms, and we couldn't find out where exactly, but it says, he said, render unto each according to his works. Well, unless we have a verse, we can't even see if that deals with regeneration. Here's the thing. You end up seeing that they end up also not being able to clarify the terms regeneration or sanctification or glorification when they talk about salvation. He brought up one last argument, and that is John 3:5, which says, and Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And he said, see, you have to be saved by baptism, meaning water. Baptism. That is an interpretation on his part because there's nothing here that says water baptism. In fact, what many take this to mean is that this is you must be born from the water of the womb and then born of the Spirit. So the baptism would actually be the Spirit baptism, which would be consistent with what we define as regeneration. When the Holy Spirit indwells us, that's one of the main things that happens. The Holy Spirit indwells us at our regeneration. And so there's not an inconsistency. There's not a contradiction. There's only one way of salvation, through Jesus Christ.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.